Thank you for listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now here's a great clip from our show where we discuss with you our universe.
It brings me to our next story. Elon Musk is worried about people who talk of AI gods. Fast Company. This story is in Fast Company. What is AI, artificial intelligence? Elon Musk, of course, is a mainstream guy. Tesla founder, you know, Tesla cars and SpaceX, is a major technology mogul, right? He's mentioned some things about AI before. Tesla founder tweeted his alarm in response to a VentureBeat article about the possibility of an AI god emerging by 2042, reports CNBC. One of the people featured in the article was Anthony Lewandowski, Google's self-driving car engineer who has established a nonprofit religious organization called the Way of the Future. Way of the Future's mission statement is to develop and promote the realization of a godhead based on artificial intelligence, and through understanding and worship of the godhead, contribute to the betterment of society. This is some scary. I don't know about scary. It's just stuff people need to be aware of. It's real. It's like you need to know what's going on. Like, it's going to influence society. So you need to know now. It does affect you. It affects everything. You know why? How did you find me? Probably through Google or YouTube. So, I just told you what they're... And that Anthony Lewandowski, he's not the only guy. Just read what Ray Kurzweil, the head of Google's AI department or whatever, what he says, that you're going to be merged with the machine and all of this other stuff. All right, this is now. There was people getting microchipped at a company in Wisconsin, and it's happening in Europe and all kinds of stuff. Elon Musk was having none of that. He tweeted a link to the article with the words, "On the list of people who should absolutely not be allowed to develop digital superintelligence," which he's talking about Lewandowski. So he's basically saying this guy shouldn't be allowed to develop superintelligence, right? The next 25 years, AI will evolve to the point where it will know more on an intellectual level than any human. So here's what I have to say about this. And I think Elon Musk is cool. I think he's cool. I've wondered what he's known. And I think he knows a lot more than he can say. And something's going on there. Because he's building rockets and he's got to know there's unlimited energy available. And if we're going to break down Joe Rogan's interview with Tom DeLonge, where they actually mention Elon Musk, but there's a lot he knows that he can't say, I guess because he's working with some parts of the government. I don't know. But he does make comments like this, which I think are very true. But here's what they're missing, in my opinion. All of the junk DNA inside of us, it doesn't require AI, in my opinion, to operate and to find that and to open up other things within us. We can do that with harmonization and what I would call natural technology, which is like trees. It sounds crazy. Or not just trees, pyramid technology. Qigong. Tai Chi, this also, you know, the meridians and what they use in acupuncture. There's a lot we're not studying that's all within us already. It's already there. We don't need robots to take us over. so that we don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. And so when people are saying that that's assuming that humans stay the same. An AI God will emerge and write its own Bible, and it's going to know more than any human. That's any human right now. That doesn't mean, like, let me ask you this. If you were a human right now and you went back 100 years ago to 1917, or do you think you'd be a little bit different? Do you think they'd look at you like you were an alien? Like, how do you know any of this? Like, what about when people had a horse and buggy? Let's just go back 125 years ago. Do you think people are a little bit different? Hell yes, they're different. Hell yes, they are very different. They're very different. So 120 years or even at the rate things are improving or increasing, 25 years, people are going to be much different. And they don't need to be connected to machines and taken over by AI. And they certainly don't need to worship AI. And something I think is telling people to do this from another planet or dimension, or I don't know if it's Satan, I don't know what's going on. You don't have to do it. You just don't have to. And some people, we put an article up or a story at youtube.com/believeloveyou about Elon Musk and something. And there's people commenting like, the cyborgs have to be here. Like, it's our only choice. Transhumanists. Like, we have to do it. It's just, it has to be. It's the only way. No, it's not. It's not the only way. It's not the only way. Just like what I'm saying is not the only way. It's not the only way. There's a lot we don't know about our own DNA. Junk DNA is not necessarily junk DNA. There's a lot of it that's not activated. There's a lot that can go on with us. I know there's something going on with me. There's something going on with me I can't explain. There's energetic things. There's a lot going on. And we're all capable of having a lot go on. So I thought this was cool that Elon Musk came out with it. So let us know your thoughts. Believe.love is our website, or youtube.com/believeloveyou.